Good morning. You are up early with Jeanette Shaver. I've been up since 2:30 a.m. My husband's a snorer, so I get woken up in the middle night a lot. And what do I think about? So this is kind of up early with Jeanette Shaver and what innovative teachers think about at night when they can't sleep. So the thing I started thinking about this morning is it's that time of the season or the year when there's a good many of grants available for faculty. I don't know if this is common across the nation, but I know in Maricopa and kind of in the Arizona area, there's opportunities for small grants popping up for instructors to be innovative and just do things that they don't typically have time to do or the resources to do. So I woke up this morning at 2:30 a.m., thinking about a few things about work, and then I started getting creative, and then I couldn't go back to sleep. So here I am. It is now 4:30 a.m. in the morning, and I decided to bring you this podcast and share some ideas and maybe get you thinking and also sharing those ideas with us. So here's, I know in Maricopa right now, we've got two different grants that are pretty obtainable for faculty. One of them is the Horizon Grant, which is sponsored by our Maricopa Center for Learning and Instruction out of our district office. And then there's also the Summer Learning Grants, also supported by our district office. The Summer Learning Grants are, they're small projects that faculty get to do from the end of the spring semester. So as soon as May, when we let out, like May 10th, and then all the way till June 30th. So we just have that small window of opportunity to do something innovative with our instruction and have time to really focus and concentrate after the semester has ended. Now, here's where I want to share some ideas. Here are things I'm thinking about. I'd love to know what you're thinking about, or maybe you can even build upon my ideas. But let's start with mobile learning. There's a lot going on with mobile learning. Faculty aren't completely on board. We do have LMSs that support the mobile learning, but we really haven't looked at our instruction and how we can change our instruction or modify our instruction so it's friendlier for the mobile device. Many, many students are using mobile devices. I believe we've shared in a podcast before that over 50% of our students access their learning management system on their mobile device. So how many of us are actually designing content in the LMS and then looking at it on the mobile device to see what that looks like? The other aspect of that is to design assignments to be created or completed on the mobile device. And I know that kind of takes it to another level for some people. Some instructors have probably already been doing that because they realized a long time ago their students are completing assignments on those mobile devices. But if you haven't, that's definitely something to consider. Now, where I'd like to step up the whole mobile learning aspect is start incorporating kind of three different things. One is, how can we leverage informal learning? Because those mobile devices are with those students all the time on their bodies, in their pockets. And we know about 70% of learning happens outside of the classroom. So students only get 30% of their knowledge from the formal classroom. We're missing a whole nother 70% of life and the things that they learn. So how can we really leverage that and embrace it and bring it into what we're doing by using those mobile devices? I think about that all the time. I don't really have a good, like I haven't figured out the answer. You know, what's the best way? And there's no one right answer, and that's what makes it challenging. But that's to get you thinking. In addition to the mobile learning, you know we've been talking a lot about virtual reality and augmented reality, just the whole extended reality field. How and what can we do with that? I lean toward augmented reality because I get really excited about like location-based type learning or using the context that the student is in order to provide a learning experience or to have the student reflect. That's where I'm at, but I know, you know, my coworker, Cyan Proctor, she's really interested in the virtual reality also, and she'll be getting a sabbatical to actually explore that further. I'm really excited to find out what she learns. But those are areas where I'm thinking and really want to explore further, and the grant opportunities provide the resources to be able to explore that further. Now, another one, this is one that I'm looking for like my CIS 105 class. And this is the personalized learning for students, either based on a theme or a role that I can set up within the LMS that will complement what we're doing in the classroom. So the CIS 105, it's a hybrid, but it's more face-to-face than hybrid. But with CIS 105, I always say it's like a buffet of computers. So it's a survey of computer information systems. And it's really a buffet where everybody gets a little bite of this, a little bite of that. And students come into that class really wanting to further develop an interest of theirs when it comes to the technology. An example of that, some of them are more hardware focused. So I'd like to be able to provide like a theme, a pathway, a role that would allow them to experience the class more from the hardware aspect versus, you know, the buffet experience. Another example, some of them are more interested in programming. So how can I present the information and provide an experience where they have the option to choose more assignments and readings or group projects that are focused around the software aspect of computers. So that's one thing I'm really kind of playing around with. That gets very, I had an instructor tell me yesterday, that's a lot of work. It's like, I know, and that's why I'm looking at like the learning summer project, because that would give me time to focus on developing probably just one of those pathways or one of those themes, because I don't think that ideally I'd like to have like three or four different options, because you also have the student that's not going to major in computers at all and they just want that buffet experience in order to be a little bit more computer literate. That one's kind of already finished, so I would like to develop another one, and I'm actually going to look at my students' career interest for this semester to kind of determine, well, I'll look at them for the last two semesters and kind of determine what's the most common interest of the students come into the course, and then develop a theme, a role, a pathway, something. I don't even know what I'm going to call it yet, but I want it to be an experience where they're a little bit more immersed in the technology that they're interested in. And then another thing that I'm playing with, I have plenty of ideas. This is what I think about in the middle of the night when I can't sleep. But another one is looking at CRMs for professional development. So this is customer relationship management systems. And I've already started playing with this. So I'm already exploring, but I'm trying to figure out how to take it to the next level. But how can I customize professional development using marketing funnels or funnels within the customer relationship management system to get adjunct faculty the training and the information they need to be successful? An example of this, if someone's teaching hybrid, I find hybrid to be the most challenging for adjuncts because they don't really understand what it means to teach hybrid, and they don't always have the teacher training to understand how to align objectives, assignments, assessments. So how can I create a funnel of email, which also connects them to videos and our, we call it the CTL Hub. It's kind of our on-the-go professional development tool. How can I connect them to all the resources and even like webinars or open office hours with us in the CTL to get them the skills they need to be able to do hybrid? And part of what I'm exploring with that is what do they need first? you know, what's the mapping of training and information they need at the right time to be successful. So you would be looking at instructors that are brand new, but then also looking at instructors that have been with us for a while. So what does that professional development look like, and how do we get it to them at the right time when they need it? Now, the one thing with the professional development and what I'm trying to do, part of this is automating it. So once I have the structure laid out and I've created the funnels to get them the information they need when they need it, as a new faculty comes in or another faculty comes on board as far as, hey, I'm interested in learning how to do hybrid, I can automatically put them into this funnel, and then everything's automated after that. Everything's just in place. It's already on the schedule, and they get the information they need when they need it. So I'm really playing around with that, and I have started, but it's just the very beginning. It's really setting up the CRM, getting the information in, and then just some basic funnels. As far as a new faculty comes on board, we send them a welcome email. Here are some resources. Here's the next training. So it's very basic at this point, but I really want to get it robust and develop it because we have so many different areas. And then we could even start niching down to different departments and the needs within those departments. But that's one thing I'm really excited and exploring and playing with. I know CRMs are more designed for marketing aspects and making sales. But as you know, we're innovative on this channel and we think outside the box. So I'm trying to take it and customize professional development for adjunct faculty. And the last one, this is the one that really keeps me up. But as you know, there's no easy solution. Fortnite. How many of you are into Fortnite? I like to play Fortnite. I don't get to play near as much as I want to. My 9-year-old and 4-year-old love Fortnite and they love when I play Fortnite with them. Fortnite, it's a really cool game. I'm a former art teacher, started at the K-12 level, so it's like just the artistic part of Fortnite just gets me all excited. But it's like when I play that game and I look at the excitement, you're in the game. So if you don't know what it is, it's an online game where you hop into a game with 99 other people. And you're just playing this game. Last man standing wins. I'm really bad at it. I don't ever win. I don't even think I've had a kill yet. But it's like I still love going in. I get killed all the time and have no idea that the person was even there that shot me. But I still have fun. I spend a lot of time in the environment just taking pictures. Like just because I play on my cell phone. And then I'll just screen capture images on my phone of us playing the game. But the Fortnite, the one thing, and the reason I get excited about it is like, why can't we do this in learning? How do we do this in learning? And how do we make it this fun and this engaging and this colorful and creative? But with Fortnite, there's so many different modes that you can even play in. Because there's like a squad mode. There's a duo mode. There's a solo mode. There's a creative mode where you just go and you build. There's a playground mode. So my sons and I, we spend a lot of time in the playground mode. So playground mode, you go in and you play in the environment and you learn. You can learn about all of the tools that they have, where tools are hidden, all the different types of dances that you can do, you explore the whole environment. Now, you can still get killed, but you respawn. So you can even practice killing. Because the whole idea is to be last man standing. And you don't necessarily have to kill to be last man standing. You just have to be very creative and resourceful with your building tools and, stealthiness in order to stay alive. Then there's the creative mode. In the creative mode, you go in and you build your own world. So you make it what you want to make it, and then you invite people in to play in your world. So it's like, how do we take that concept and those ideas and then put it into a learning experience? Now, I know Fortnite, Epic Games, has a little advantage above us. They made $2.4 billion last year. So they've got a really nice budget to work with. they obviously have a huge team of people making all this happen. Because the other thing with Fortnite is that they have seasons. So I believe we're on season 8, and I guess season 9 will be coming up in about 30 days. But the seasons, like a lot of times the seasons, they have different themes, they have different things going on, there's different experiences, different challenges, they have daily challenges. The marketing aspect and how they make money is genius, because the tool is free for anyone to use, and then you pay to get battle passes. So if you want to be able to earn rewards and buy outfits and you get special privileges, not special privileges, but when you have the battle pass, you're actually in there and you're earning and getting rewards. But then you also purchase outfits, and that you can just, they'll have different things. There's different outfits that you can purchase as a whole, but then you might want to just purchase like one little backpack. But then by having the battle pass, you can earn some of the special backpacks. It just gets crazy. The marketing is just genius, and that's why they made $2.4 billion without actually even selling the game. So check that out if you haven't. And, you know, just Fortnite's like kind of one of the newer emerging game models and, you know, experience. So to think about how to implement that with learning and do that with the resources we have, that's like really overwhelming and can't even imagine how that could be done. But you could still take a gaming aspect or idea from that and then maybe just implement that one component into your classroom. So what are you guys thinking with gaming? Is anyone playing in that area? Has anyone done anything? I do very low level gaming aspect in my classrooms, so I keep it pretty low key, but I would really like to step it up and get that to a new level. So what are you guys doing? Well, those are my thoughts as I am sitting up at 3 a.m. in the morning thinking about innovative ideas for teaching. What are your ideas? And what are some of the grants that are available? I know there's many, many more grants out there. I know we have another grant that may be available. We've got to check on funding, and it's the Innovative Pipeline grant that our district does. So there's many, many grants around. Look around, ask. If you're on a campus, you know, ask your Center for Teaching and Learning if they know. Ask your division chairs if they know. I know as a CTL director, I try to send out grant information that's easy and obtainable for faculty to get. There's always the big, huge grants where you need a whole team to write them. So start recruiting your people to maybe submit those in the next year or two. Well, thank you for joining me. Thanks for being up early, very early in the morning. And we will see you on our next Innovative Teaching podcast. I hope your semester is off to a great start and you're having fun with your students. Tap your students too. Oh my gosh, they bring so many ideas to the classroom. Make sure you're tapping into them. All right, we will see you next week with our podcast. Until next week, bye.